neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli. Koil neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.
Shimon HaTzadik, 40 years was a Kohen Gadol. 40 years. And also, one of the miracles that at the time of his position, the Gemara brings that the red ribbon always turned white. So that means didn't happen before or after him all the time. And also the Ner Ma'aravi
never went off. And also the goat for Hashem, that the service of Yom Kippurim, we had the one for Azazel and one for Hashem, always was on his right hand when he picked. So these are very unique miracles that took place in his time. And also Gemara Yoma brings about Alexander Mogdon. You heard about him?
Yes.
Yeah. So he, when he came to Yerushalayim, so Shimon HaTzadik went to greet him with Bigdei Kohen Gadol and with torch. So all of a sudden, Alexander Mogdon came down and bowed down to Shimon HaTzadik. So people were very shocked. You know who Alexander Mogdon, who almost took over the whole world. So they asked him, how come you bowing down to this Jew? So he told them, anytime I go to the war, I see his face, that he directs me how to win the war. So it's very interesting that you know people named Alex?
Yeah?
So that's where it comes from. Because after that, because the Shomronim, same thing that today we have Reform and Conservatives. They always made trouble for Am Yisrael, like today. So he gave them the right, the power, because they had like a type of, like today, temple, and Har Gerizim it's called. So he told them you can destroy it. He gave them the permission. And it's very interesting that Ezra HaSofer cursed them. Till today, they never have minyan in Beit Knesset. They cannot get minyan. So now here, after Shimon HaTzadik, his son, named Elazar Hayashish, and the case of Talmai HaMelech, you heard about him, that he took 70 elders to translate the Torah. And this is the day that many fast. They translate the Torah, and there was a miracle. You put them in the different rooms, and they all translated in the same way, the way that non-Jew can understand it. And it's about that 3 days, the Gemara Mechilah brings, that 3 days there was darkness because of his purpose was that they will think of the Torah just like any books in the library. You don't need the authority, the Rav, the Chacham to go. You have the translation and that's it. So Gemara brings, it was as bad as the day that Am Yisrael worshipped the golden calf when they translated the Torah. So after Elazar, that was the son of Shimon HaTzadik, his son named Menashe, he took over. And then after Menashe, Yochanan was Kohen Gadol for 40 years. So now in Al Hanisim we say, Bime Matityahu ben Yohanan Kohen Gadol. So now Rambam brings that actually Matityahu was not Kohen Gadol. When you say Kohen Gadol, it goes back to Yohanan, not Matityahu. And the question is, what is Hashmonai means? Hashmonai. What does it mean? You know what it means? Right, yeah. So that's the question. Was it there like, you said Hachamaneshi. Is it just like the last name they were known, or they were from a city? So the Gemara brings that actually it was a city named Hashmon. In Sefer Yehoshua, is in chapter 15, the city named Hashmon. So it's about that actually they were named after the city they were born, Hashmonai, from the city of Hashmon. And Matityahu had how many kids? Five kids. You know their name? Yehuda, Shimon, Yohanan, Yonatan, and Elazar. You remember it or?
Yeah.
One more time. Yehuda, Shimon, Yohanan, Yonatan, and Elazar. And as you are aware, they had a flag, a parcham. What does it say on the flag?
Maccabi.
Maccabi. So what does Maccabi mean? That's one idea. The other idea is Maccabees Dashitabot Matadiyahu Kohen Ben Yohanan. That's another idea. And the other idea is that is Baruch Kevod Hashem Mimromo. So that's three ideas what Maccabee means. But for sure has nothing to do.
Koilani shomote, hallel ko hallelu ko. Koilani shomone shomo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol Hanishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.